Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Show with Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy. Guys, don't forget our Facebook page, WTUZ Big Z Sports. Follow us on Twitter at @big_Z Sports. And don't forget about our Boulevard Lanes Facebook poll question tonight. And we want to say thank you to BW3s for the food this week, the nachos, the wraps, the wings. All of it was great. It's now time to welcome in for our Buckeye Breakdown segment with Jeremy Birmingham from landof10.com, powered by Moore Communications. And Jeremy, welcome back to another season with Big Z Sports, and we appreciate you joining us again this season.
How are you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Not bad at all.
Well, the fall camp is over with for the Buckeyes, and you know, we're a week away from their first game. And how has fall camp been? And give us some update on who's lost some black stripes, so to speak, from the 16 recruiting class.
Well, I mean, camp's over pretty much. I mean, practices are obviously still underway and still going, but the Buckeyes are moving along and getting ready for next Saturday's season opener against Bowling Green. And you know, as far as from a media standpoint, they really kind of shut us out this year. I think that's just a byproduct of having so many new names and faces and not really wanting the distraction of the media, whereas last year with all of the big-name superstar guys, they kind of had a little bit more access. But, you know, right now it's trying to figure out a lot of roster spots and see who the starters are going to be. And as you said, there have been a number of the 2016 signing class that have lost their black stripe already and ready to make an impact on the team. I think 12 of the 23 freshmen have lost their black stripes, so they're moving along pretty well.
And I noticed Nicky Bosa was one of the most recent ones to lose his black stripe, and I also noticed some of the 15 recruits have lost their black stripe as well.
Yeah, they're finally starting to get some of those off for the younger guys that redshirted last year. And it's one of the things that Coach Meyer has talked about all of August pretty much, is that there was a number of guys in the program that maybe weren't putting in as much work as they should have or could have in last year, because they knew they weren't going to play because of the quote-unquote monsters in front of them. That's what Meyer calls them. But now with the opportunity to really step up and get an opportunity to be the guy, you're seeing a lot of those young guys move up and start making themselves visible to the coaching staff. So it's a good time. I mean, it's one of the stories of the year is how young the Buckeyes are. There's 44 players with freshman eligibility, so you know there's going to be a lot of guys that you haven't seen before that are trying to make their mark.
Berm, as we get ready for Buckeye football, I got to ask you, how does Mike Weber look in the backfield as he's going to fill in those big shoes to replace Zeke?
Everyone I talked to is mighty impressed with what Weber has done. He's obviously changed his body quite a bit. I don't know if you saw the tweet he put out about a month ago, him side by side from last year to this year. Physically, he looks much more like you'd expect an Ohio State running back to look. He's strong. He's lost some weight and looks really good. The thing for Mikey was last year was staying healthy. He had the torn meniscus in camp that kind of cost him some time and eventually ended him redshirting. And he's healthy now and going to be relied upon to be that first and second down guy most of the time, although there certainly will be some split reps and split carries between him and Curtis Samuel, who I expect to move more into the backfield and less out of the wide receiver spot.
Berm, I hear your dog back there ready for the Browns preseason game tonight, right, I'm assuming?
No, we're Bengals fans.
Okay, gotcha.
He's just a moron sometimes.
Just a moron, he says. Hey, I want to ask you about some question marks about the 2016 Buckeyes team. The offense or the defense, which one seems to be maybe the biggest question mark for the Buckeyes coming into this season?
I think offense is always going to be a little bit behind, simply because it's just a position that's harder for guys to get in the mix when they're not the starter. On defense, they do a little bit better job of rotating guys in, so you see guys like Michael Hill and Tracy Sprinkle and Sam Hubbard and Jalen Holmes and Dante Booker and Chris Worley, and these guys all played last year, where on offense, if you weren't the guy, you weren't really getting those reps, especially wide receiver, where you had, you know, Braxton and Jalen Marshall and Mike Thomas, and it's hard to move into that spot. Plus, you have guys on offense, especially returning from injury. Not only do you have Noah Brown and Corey Smith returning from broken legs, but you have Dontre Wilson returning from foot issues that have hampered him. You have Curtis Samuel had off-season surgery that cost him the spring. Mike Weber's knee, and then it's just on and on and on, finding ways to figure out who you have ready to go and who's healthy and going to be able to make an impact. You know, the one benefit the offense has is that they have Jason Barrett, who you expect to be the leader of the team, but the defense has Raekwon McMillan in that same spot. So I think that right now the offense is a little bit behind, but that's just because they're not really sure who's going to be the guy and who's stepping up. There hasn't been that player yet on offense outside of Curtis Samuel who's really emerged as kind of a go-to guy.
We're talking to Jeremy Birmingham from landof10.com here on our Buckeye Breakdown segment brought to you by Moore Communications. And Jeremy, talk to me a little bit about a couple years ago, if you remember when JT Barrett took over when Braxton Miller got hurt in the fall camp, and everybody, they turned to JT Barrett to be the quarterback as a redshirt freshman, and Urban said he just wants him to be a distributor of the football. Well, he did that quite well in his redshirt freshman year, had a lot of young talent. This team kind of resembles that team, except JT has a lot of experience, unlike the 2014 year when he didn't have any experience. Do you think that's what Urban wants him to do this year, or do you think he's going to try to want JT to be that playmaker on offense?
No, I mean, I think if you look at the last 2 years, JT was obviously a playmaker on the offense, as it were. I mean, he was second on the team in rushing in 2014 and 2015, even though last year he was so limited and didn't play and didn't start in the first five games. So I think you expect him to be the guy. I think they're going to hope that he can be the guy more in the passing game and maybe rely on him running the ball less, because you really can't afford to risk getting him hurt at this point, and he has not been able to stay healthy for a full season since his junior year of high school. So you want JT to be in charge and leading a dynamic offense, but you're going to hope that receivers and tight ends emerge to really help take the pressure off of him as a part of the running game. Obviously, the spread option is always going to be a part of the Buckeye offense, and it's going to be a weapon that you're glad you have in the bag, but it's not the one you want to rely on.
Hey, Berm, if you can, talk to us about the addition. You know, we talked about all the offense right now. Talk about the addition of Greg Schiano on the coaching staff for the Buckeyes.
Well, Schiano is obviously an NFL guy, a former college head coach, NFL head coach. He's a guy that the secondary really respects the way he operates. They talked about him and how he's pretty similar to Chris Ash in their demeanor and the way that they approach the players and the team. But obviously he's a guy that they know where he comes from, and they know that under his tutelage these guys are going to have a shot to the NFL. And he's really fit in well. He's not a big ego guy despite that NFL background, and he's really come in and become a nice cohesive part of their coaching staff and a friend of Urban Meyer's for a long time. And that's something that Urban really wanted, was to make sure that the you know, there wasn't a big adjustment for those guys, because this is now the third defensive coordinator in 4 years. So
Berman, and taking a look at the defense, you know, some questions in the secondary, can you allude to some of the guys that are going to play a big role in the secondary at Ohio State this year?
Well, the primary guy that is going to really turn some heads is, and or at least that's the plan, is Malik Hooker from Newcastle, Pennsylvania. He is a redshirt sophomore and a guy that nobody really expected to ever be this guy this soon. But his athleticism has separated him from the rest of the pack, and he's really had a surprisingly high football IQ for a guy that's only played football for 4 years. He's entrenched as the starter at one safety spot, and right now it's Damon Webb, the former four-star cornerback from Detroit Cass Tech, in that second corner or second safety spot, although he's going to be pushed by Eric Smith quite a bit when Eric gets back from his 100% from the ACL and starts trusting his ACL injury a little bit more. And then you have Cam Burrows, who will also be, you know, he's a redshirt junior. Cam is coming back from a foot injury, so he's going to be a little bit slow getting back as well. But the secondary, you have Garyon Conley, of course, as one guy, and he'll be an NFL player next year. And then it's really about finding guys to fit in. I think Denzel Ward has stepped up and become that second starting cornerback. And behind him, it's going to be interesting to see how they rotate in the guys like Joshua Norwood or true freshman Jordan Fuller.
Hey, Berm, if you can talk to us as well. I know Herb just named four new captains this week as well for the team.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically at this point, it seems like everyone who's returning to the football team that played last year is a captain, except for Cam Johnston. So I'm not sure why Urban Meyer hates punters, but it looks like everybody but the punter is a captain. So it's a good thing to have guys that have been there and that have done it and that you know you could count on and that are your leaders. And you have players like Billy Price, who is now in his third year as a starter, and Joe Berger, who's been such an exemplary leader on special teams and in the linebacker group, despite not being on scholarship until this year. It's hard to look at those guys and not consider them the leaders of your group. And you have Billy and Joe Berger, and I'm trying to figure out exactly, sorry, the last two that they named today were, who are they?
Gary and Conley and Tyquan Lewis.
Gary and Conley, of course, and Tyquan Lewis. And Tyquan's another fourth-year guy who will be an NFL guy next year. So, you know, it's tough to look at those guys and see anything but them as leaders. And you have to understand that on a team this inexperienced, anybody who's played is going to be relied upon to not only be the guy on the field, but the guy in the locker room. And that's where those guys have really stepped up.
Berm, I know you talk to Joe off and on, but Chris and I haven't talked to you in a while. It's been a few months, and you changed jobs just like that. Tell us a little bit about landof10.com real quick.
Land of 10, we are a offshoot of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and which owns also SECCountry.com and DogNation.com. The goal is to really provide a different look at the entire Big Ten, not just with aggregate news, but also breaking news and, you know, team-by-team reporting. We have team reporters covering Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, Iowa, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and then by next year we hope to have the rest of the conference covered as well. And you know, it's a big project and one that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and Cox Media Group has put a lot of capital into, and we're just looking forward to the growth. And we've grown a lot since we started in the middle of June, and we're looking to continue to move on that. So it'll be fun to see how it plays out. Right now I'm doing a little bit more work than I had to do with 11 Warriors, and as much as I love the 11 Warriors site and everything we built there, it's a really fun opportunity for me.
Well, Berm, we appreciate you joining us again tonight and all season long. We look forward to talking to you each and every week. It's our Buckeye Breakdown segment brought to you by Moore Communications, and we look forward to talking to you next Friday as we prepare for game number one on Saturday. Berm, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
That's Jeremy Birmingham from landof10.com, brought to you by Moore Communications, our Buckeye Breakdown segment. Coming up next, we're going to have our Tyler Moving and Storage Weekly Picks. We'll announce our Boulevard Lanes Facebook poll question winner and have final comments coming up. You're listening to the Big Z Sports Pregame Show with Joe Gekler, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy on Z Country 99.9.